Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
After I shoot Mr. Rosenbaum, he tried to grab my gun. I was running away. There was a gunshot behind me. After I shoot him, I run around the car because I was going to go render first aid to him. I wasn't able to because then there was a mob forming.
This is the Trevor Carey Show. On the Valley's Power Talk.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Right.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody.
That was Kyle Rittenhouse. He sat down with Tucker Carlson of Fox News. A very well-spoken young man, only 18 years of age. We do have an update of the 5 dead, 40 injured in Wisconsin. A child has died. That's now 6 dead. Child died while in the hospital, succumbing to injuries. Darryl Lee Brooks, 39-year-old, serial felon. We're learning more about him. He was just let out of jail for what? Oh, running someone over. Thank you, Left. Thank you. We'll get you more on the age of the child as more information becomes available here. A child just died. I mean, going down to a Christmas parade. And I'm sure that Darryl E. Brooks listened to the banter on MSNBC that would fuel CNN, Biden, Kamala Harris, all of them, man, that fueled up however he got propagandized in his mind, right? That it was a white supremacist that wanted to take innocent lives, and he transported a deadly weapon across state lines to a city that, remember, he had no business being in. And he ended up, I don't know, did Darryl know what? Did he shoot 3 black people in cold blood? Maybe he believed that. Maybe he knew a little bit more about it to know that he shot 3 white people, but beside the point, people are people. It was an 8-year-old boy, Agent Squires is telling me, that just lost his life, you know, going down to the Christmas parade. You know, probably had year 6 and 7, school all weird in Wisconsin, hadn't seen a lot of friends, all weird for kids, and a Christmas parade. I'm sure they didn't have one last year. Jackson Sparks is his name. Jackson Sparks will not have Christmas this year. Jackson Sparks' parents, grandparents, might add siblings, friends. He's gone because Darryl Lee Brooks took his SUV and drove down the middle of a parade. And when you want to get it all right back to, you know, how did the Hindenburg suddenly burst into flames? Well, you got to trace it all the way back, don't you, to there was a spark somewhere. And that spark that is right now has happened let's just say it was Ferguson, and Trump's a racist, and let's lie about what happened in not Charlotte, not Charleston. Where we had the statues being taken down? Charlottesville. All the cities, Charlottesville, that whole scenario, right? Well, he said there were good people on the KKK side, and then they run with that lie. All those lies combined are the spark. Kyle Rittenhouse sat down with Tucker Carlson, and this is why he went to Kenosha.
Saw the videos of the riots and the arson going on.
What'd you think of it?
It was upsetting because Kenosha is my community, and I just was upset seeing my community up in flames. We wake up in the morning and we're talking, we're like, let's go help our community, let's go see what we can do. And we ended up at Ruther Central High School, where we were cleaning graffiti for a couple hours, and then we met with the owners of CarSource, and we offered to protect their business from fires, making sure the rest of their other two properties didn't get burned down like they did the night prior. And they agreed. We came back.
Why was he having to have conversation? Why was an owner of a car lot having conversation with fellow citizens about the conversation they were having, about having to defend their property, all the brand new cars, used cars sitting out on the car lot, their livelihood, you know, the way that they make money, their paycheck. Think of it right now. Maybe your paycheck doesn't come from something like that. Maybe it just shows up every 2 weeks in the bank and you don't have to worry about, you know, having your office burned down. Well, if you did, and you didn't have the city police to help you, you didn't have the fire department to help you, you didn't have the governor there to help you save your paycheck, right? Think of it from that angle, just for a moment, if you can.
I didn't really think they got the support they needed. The National Guard should have been called August 23rd, but the city of Kenosha failed the community. The governor, Tony Evers, failed the community, and there should have been a lot more resources to help with that.
That's Kyle Rittenhouse on Tucker last night. And, you know, you think of all the riots that happened, all the lives that were lost, all the $1 billion of property damage throughout 2020. It's such a dark time. And it's, you know, we still haven't had much light shined on it, right? Still pretty dark, but such a evil time. And the media, you know, they'll talk about Kyle Rittenhouse taking a gun across state lines, right? How many people were running up and down these city streets? Portland, Chaz, remember people getting shot in there and the police couldn't even get in there? The ambulance couldn't even get in there? And they're going to ignore that there's people running around with guns on our street during these riots?
There are rioters with firearms. Was that obvious to you?
Yes, I did. There was a lot of people there were rioters with firearms. I remember one very distinctly, Joshua Zeminski was walking around with a pistol in his hand all that night with Joseph Rosenbaum. It was quite shocking. I was like, why would somebody threaten to kill me? I'm just asking if people need help on both sides. I was there just to help anybody that needed. And shockingly, the only people I helped that night were rioters.
Don't say that. Don't let that be said, right? Because they might go, huh? What, is that true? Well, yeah. Video showed him down helping. Then he got threatened. His life got threatened.
What kind of sense did you get from Rosenbaum? I mean, that sounds deranged.
When he threatened to kill me, I was like, what the heck just happened? I've never, nobody's ever threatened to kill me up until that point. And I was like, that's not something you say to somebody.
Mm-hmm. This is Rittenhouse on Tucker Carlson last night. And this is one of these stories where I'm just going to navigate this here because let's just hear from his own mouth. Absolutely what he says happened. He transcribes here what went down that night.
As I'm running before I'm on the ground for the first time, and then I'm hit with a rock by somebody in a white tank top, and that's how I end up on the ground. And I have four people around me from what I remember. And I move my firearm in their direction, and they back off with their hands up so I don't shoot them. And then Jump Kick Man keeps coming, and that's when I fire two shots at Jump Kick Man.
Then what happens?
After Jump Kick Man is running off, Anthony Huber comes up and he grabs the barrel of my gun, and then he hits me with his skateboard holding his trucks, and that's when I shoot him one time.
Where did he hit you with the skateboard?
He hit me in the back of the head, in the neck, the back of the head towards the neckline.
Did you think you were going to be killed at that point?
I did.
Then what happens?
And then after Mr. Huber attacks me, Mr. Grossgrutz puts his hands up and then I have my rifle pointing in his direction for about a second, and then once I lower my rifle, I noticed that my ejection port is opened about an inch, and Mr. Grosskreutz said I pulled the charging handle, which never happened. I hit the forward assist to close the ejection port, and he sees me doing that or something, and this time he runs at me, and he has his gun pointed directly at my head.
Did you see the gun?
I did.
What, do you think he was going to shoot you?
I did. He had it pointed directly at my head, and that's when I shoot him one time, and he is no longer a threat to me at that point because he ran off after I fired that shot.
Like, if I'm walking around and I'm a white nationalist, you know, coward little kid with an AR-15, and I see somebody drive by with a Black Lives Matter bumper sticker and I feel threatened, I can open fire.
Rittenhouse will be the poster child for reactionary white men who want to take the law in their own hands, who want to bring assault weapons to Black Lives Matter's protests, and who think that violence is a legitimate form of political discourse.
I didn't call my mom after I saw her, and she was in shock. She was like, she wanted to go into hiding, and I said, no, the right thing to do would be to turn myself in. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, but it wasn't all over yet. More people did come after him.
So then what happens?
There is a person directly in front of me, and I point my rifle in their direction, and he puts his hands up, and he's backing up, and I then turn around, start going to the police, and then I hear shots behind me, and I turn around and briefly raise my rifle to see if I'm being shot at, and then I realize I can't see who's shooting at me, so then I turn around and go back to the police car, towards the police line.
It's just, hearing this, it's just hard to believe this is happening in an American city.
What I am concerned about is the precedent this sets for what people will believe that they can do under law when Black Lives Matter protests happen in the future, and that people may use this as an excuse to start going out of state and doing what this teenager did.
The first thing that occurred to me after this ruling is, oh, well, okay, now it's just open season.
So then you finally get up, you hear shots, you turn to see who's shooting at you, and then you finally make it to the police line.
Yes.
Wow. Can you imagine what this, the media already made him guilty, but if there wasn't the video that to prove this, that boy, that overhead drone and the prosecution given the defense, Kyle Rittenhouse's attorneys, the blurry version of that, they should be disbarred or fined or something, right?
What do you think would have happened to you if there hadn't been the amount of video that there is?
I can't even imagine. I don't think we'd be sitting here right now having this talk, Tucker. It was scary in jail. Like, you had to watch over yourself, and not a lot of people liked me in jail until the funny thing is, a lot of people didn't like me in jail, but they got to hear like my story and they got to understand me, like, he's actually a really decent person.
Wow, very well spoken young man. Whew. Pray for his safety, right? Remember Chaz, Summer of Love in Seattle? How about 1 year later? A Republican wins city attorney. Wow, change just might be a-coming. We're going to talk to Breitbart Second Amendment editor A.W.R. Hawkins. He's coming up here at the bottom of the hour.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart Second Amendment expert on the show. We'll talk about the Rittenhouse trial and self-defense and all these crazy smash and grabs and how the media has responded to it all. 559-230-4242, 230-4242. That's the number, you to me. Let's go to John and Sanger. And John, before you say anything, we need to say this, man.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
Aren't those leaves changing out there just beautiful?
Trevor, I thought we were friends, man. That just put a spike through my head.
But you saw you heard how I tagged it with, aren't the trees beautiful? So I was just, I was trying to segue. Yeah. Yes, hearing that voice doesn't make any day super.
That voice makes the leaves fall in spring, man.
That voice can dry a swimming pool in the middle of July.
Man, I'm telling you. Okay, the reason why I'm calling here is I'd like to tell all these liberal media stations to just shut up and roll back the clock just a few years. Well, it's a bit more than a few years, to a man named Reginald Denny, who was yanked out of his semi by four black men, and they were acquitted. So don't talk to me about white privilege verdicts, white supremacy. They had that guy on the ground, hit him in the head with a brick, laughing.
John, I remember. I was. That's the first time I lived in Fresno. I remember sitting and watching that middle broad daylight, right? Being pulled out middle of an intersection and just slammed. And remember how he staggered around for a little bit with the blood coming down, and then he fell and they came and kicked it. That was a sick time period, too. I remember right here at Blackstone and Shaw, there were some windows busted out. It was about all that happened here. But Fresno didn't explode then, and it didn't explode last summer, which is good to say. But the media has fueled this up, not allowing the trial be a trial whatsoever. And as the facts came out, you did have some people say that they were wrong and apologize, but I think it was about 1.2% of the left media that did that.
You'd be surprised the amount of people that I work with that believe that he actually shot three black men because the way the media led it.
Well, you'd also probably be surprised people you work with think that three face masks work too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in there, John. Well, hey, just keep smiling.
That way they don't recognize my voice.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for the call, Jimmy. All right, Jimmy. Thanks, bud. Have a good Thanksgiving, man. Republican Ann Davison. Wasn't she Alice on the Brady Bunch? Is that... I know she's no longer with us, and she's not definitely the city attorney of Seattle. But Republican Ann Davison was elected city attorney of, I think it was Ann Davis. Aunt B. Davis. Ann B. Davis. All right. Let's get back to Seattle. City attorney, she won. A Republican win in the liberal city. Spokesperson Greg Brady said, it is. No, I'm kidding. The Seattle Times reported Republican Ann Davison held a strong 58-41% lead in the race for Seattle City Attorney. She won. And this is a city that a good police chief, Sheriff Margaret Mims, said that she knew or knows the police chief Carmen Best, and said what a great chief that she was. And she retired. They defunded the police by 50% staff cuts last year. Remember the chop zone turned into Chaz or something? Remember the Black Lives Matter protests, Antifa out there, all the lawlessness? There was murder. Oh, yeah. There was murder. There were businesses. They got caught up in that. Imagine being not in the Chaz zone, but the next block over. Hey, you going to advertise? You going to spend money to advertise or open up your doors or make sure you keep your front sidewalk swept off clean? Now, can you imagine what that did all to this? And all you have to do right now is to think about, you know, that there was a time in Venezuela where they were rolling, man, and they still got the most oil reserves in the world. They had a whole lot of money, and Venezuela was clean, and they had traffic lights, and everything worked. But once socialism kicks in, actually kicks in, 80% of traffic lights in Venezuela, in Maricabo, Venezuela, second largest city in the country, are not even functioning. It's 2.3 million people in this city. Imagine the traffic lights. I mean, when it happens on some intersection around you, you're like, oh, my word, we're going to be, this is one car go, one car stop, one car go, one car stop. And that's if you follow. Can you imagine all the congestion? Oh, I don't even want to think about it. And that's socialism, having no streetlights at night. That's socialism. They're in a state of total collapse. See, we're seeing early signs of that here. Poverty, gas shortages. They have the second largest known oil after the United States, but they got a socialist down there. Maduro, many of the refineries they had, they don't even work anymore. So they have no way to even use all the oil. There's mountainous garbage all over the place. I saw a video of Oakland that I could not believe. And this is somebody talking that lives in California, that has seen underpasses in Fresno, that has seen them in the Bay Area. I haven't been down to Smelé in a few years, so I don't know how bad. I haven't seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it on video. But I saw something on video that literally blew my mind about Oakland. Sad's not the right word. Disgusted. Unbelievable. Yeah, there's the word right there. Unbelievable. Man, we got smash and grabs going on. A big long list of it. And the term of self-defense coming up in the Rittenhouse trial based on it, right?
A lot of people are like, oh, Kyle had time to meet with his attorneys to come up with this amazing defense of self-defense. No, that's not the case. This has been 100% self-defense from the beginning.
We're going to talk to Breitbart, Second Amendment expert A.W.R. Hawkins. He's on the show next.
The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
You're listening to The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Well, last week we had Joe Pollack from Breitbart on the show, literally on an airplane. We have someone else from Breitbart. They travel a lot, don't they? He's at an airport. He's Breitbart Second Amendment expert, Mr. A.W.R. Hawkins. A.W.R., thank you for being on.
Oh, great to be with you.
Now, I'm not going to ask you any questions that your answers out loud will get the TSA over there looking at you weird, okay?
I appreciate it.
How many times have you had to fly during the lockdown? Have you had many flights? And the reason I ask is I just recently had my first flight, and I hadn't had to wear a mask for 7 or 8 hours straight before. It was pretty tough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not pleasant at all. But I seem to be very slow at eating ice, and that's very beneficial.
Yeah, I had a lot of those plastic orange juice things in front of me a whole lot when I was sitting around as well, slowly sipping on that as well. So I think I'm picking up what you're throwing down. Kyle Rittenhouse and self-defense, AWR, let's talk about it. First, the gun charges were dropped. You know, this whole talk of him doing it over state lines, shouldn't have even had it. Explain why those should have never even been brought forward.
Well, I mean, they shouldn't have, because the gun was in his friend's dad's safe in Kenosha the whole time. And the gun was not in his name. And he explained, you know, he explained on the stand that he understood the law, but he could not put that gun in his name, take possession of that firearm, ownership, I should say, until he was of the right age, but he also understood that law allowed him to use that gun at a younger age. So he actually complied with that law in every way, and the judge picked up on that, and that was evident as you watched the trial. But it's just like when Shannon Watts of Moms Demand, she sees a media report that there was a shooting at a school. She's already got 18 tweets out on it, and 15 minutes later you realize, no, there was a shooting in a gang-ridden neighborhood four blocks from the school, but the street it happened on has the same name as the school. And it's that kind of jump on it, knee-jerk reaction from the left that creates these messes.
Indeed. AWR, this was really trial number two. We had trial number one when Joe Biden and the media and the Democrats, a lot of people, you know, had their white supremacist KKK trial last year, and they're still continuing with their trial. But isn't it amazing how he was already rushed to guilt?
Oh, it is. Yeah, I mean, and when they do that, I'm so proud of the jurors because there's so much pressure on them because the public is expecting a guilty verdict, which is sad, but that's what the media does. They stir it up, and they don't report news, as you know. They try to frame public opinion, not report public opinion, and that's exactly what they did here.
Yeah. There's never been more of a time in America, I would say, that people are thinking about their safety right now. The homicide rate in 2020 surged to a 24-year high. And, you know, it's just another sign of this administration not working at all. The FBI crime report was out. One of the highest rates reported since 1997, 24-year high. In AWR, it was all national news here in California. If I literally read the list starting last week of all the smash and grabs, our interview time would be up. It would take me about another 10 minutes to read it all. This is, and it's not just California.
Yeah, well, the sad thing is it's turned not so much a smash and grab as a smash and walk, because these Democrat-run cities, they're not letting the police respond to crime that's less than violent, and the word violent is being redefined. And so people are just walking into high-end stores, grabbing armful stuff, walking out. They're in no hurry. They're going to walk over somewhere else and do the same thing, and it's what you get. It's what you get. We've had Chicago for years as an example, and everyone ignored it. So now we've got Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New Orleans, and on we can go. All of them have similar policies, and they're paying the same price.
I guess, yeah. I'm not going to say smash and grab. We'll call it smash and stroll, right? Just stroll along. Smash and stroll, as we've seen. And, you know, many Californians out here are wondering what they need to do to be protected in the People's Republic of California. AWR, it's the new gun registrations are off the chart. And what's the general wait time right now? Is it longer than In-N-Out Burger or Chick-fil-A? If you don't have a gun, we're talking to people right now who have never bought a gun, or maybe it's lapsed. And
well, you're sometimes the hardest thing is finding the gun. It seems that the gun supply is pretty good throughout the country now. It's ammo still a little scarce, but there's far more ammo than there was, let's say, a year ago. But it's still extremely high. So I know it sounds like I'm saying yes, but no. Yes, but no. But that's the kind of climate that's been created under Biden. But as I covered today on CNN, even had to admit it. This very day, they admitted it. They said Americans are buying more guns than ever. That's a quote. And you know they hated to type those words. You have support for gun control is at its lowest since 2014. Gun purchases are looking like they're going to be record again, just like last year. And that just means the left is failing. They own the media, yet they're failing. We're still buying guns. We're still carrying guns for self-defense. It's still America.
Is it still, I've never even asked it, can you still buy a gift for somebody as a gun? You know, I want to get dad or my uncle or somebody a gun for Christmas. Can you still even do that anymore?
You know what? It's a tricky thing because I've thought about that. I'll tell you personally, I wouldn't do it. I think it's one of those deals that's, I'm going to say it this way, legal but not advisable. Because, in some states right now where there's open carry, if you carry, people in that state will call the police on you. And So even though it's legal to open carry in some of those states, you don't do it because the hassle, and you could be charged. And so I think you're up against the same thing. If you're thinking about buying a firearm for a gift, I would go talk to the FFL from whom you're going to buy it, and he or she will shoot you straight. I'd say, what do I need to do? And that's who I would trust on that. I wouldn't trust me or anyone else. I would go straight there because your ability to continue buying firearms is on the line if you make a mistake.
How'd you get that AR-15 in that stocking, honey? Thank you. Not a good idea, you're saying. I'm picking. Okay. We have some U.S. Congress people getting together, 51 of them, sending a letter to the acting director of the ATF, said the Biden administration's trying to create a federal gun registry, and they're saying they're using this backdoor policy enforcement, clear in the Firearms Owner Protection Act that the government shall not create a federal gun registry. Have you picked up on this? Is this something you think that would come to fruition here?
I don't know. I don't want to tell people not to worry about it, but Biden lost so much political capital with Afghanistan. The last time I heard a sucking sound that big, I actually don't know when it was. You could hear his political capital being sucked away. But all that being said, the only way he's going to get gun control is if he does some type of executive move like this. I'm just not sure if people want to align with him. You know, even Beto O'Rourke, he's running for governor in Texas on a gun grab, but he does not want Biden campaigning with him. And so Biden is not, you know, people act like Biden's popular and they act like they're glad he won. But anybody who's really wanting to accomplish things, they don't want anything to do with him.
So Newsom won the recall with 63% of the vote. If Biden hadn't come out here, he might have, you know, gotten up to 70.
Who knows what's
happened. Beto O'Rourke, boy, when Beto O'Rourke doesn't even want you, things aren't going really well. There are a lot of different people out there, and I saw online today there was this, and I had to look it up. AWR, I didn't know who he was. He's a rapper, an online influencer. I think he was famous for breaking some woman's deadlift record, even though he's a guy named Zuby. And people probably know about that. Have you ever heard that name of this guy?
No.
I had neither, but I guess he's a big thing out there. Here's what he said today. The United States Second Amendment could be the one thing standing between the world's population and complete global tyranny. So you want to talk about running the full spectrum and people realizing and waking up. There's one example right there.
Right. That person is exactly right. I would say it that way. And everybody mocks us for our gun ownership, but when it comes down to it, it's our gun ownership that continues to keep this country safe. And, you know, people can compare the United States to countries of the size of France or smaller and talk about our gun violence. We are a free nation, and freedom comes with risks. And I'm not saying that means we don't hate to see lives lost. I don't mean that. But what I mean is freedom comes with risk. And I've always said I would rather have the risk of freedom than the comforts of slavery, and that's just a fact.
Indeed, and you know, a lot of people used to laugh at the global tyranny, but a lot of people are waking up and they're seeing it all around them right now. With some of these countries over there completely locking people down, but that's a whole nother can of worms that we'll talk about at another time. AWR, have a good flight, have a good Thanksgiving, and we'll talk here hopefully before the end of the year, and people can just read you at Breitbart.com. Is there anywhere else you wanted to point them?
Well, they can go to my Instagram at @AWR_Hawkins.
All right. Well, enjoy those peanuts and ginger ale.
I'll do it. You have a great Thanksgiving. It was great to have time with you.
Hey, you too. And thank you for making time in a rush schedule. AWR Hawkins right there. Breitbart.com's Second Amendment expert. What's this? Weber State University in Utah? It is now officially what? Yeah, it's now officially racist to be white. 2021 in full splendor. I'll give you the full story next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
can always tell people, they say, when's the most pretty time of fall in Fresno? You can say, well, a week right before Thanksgiving. That's when it's at the peak. And there are many places where for at least a month, 2 months, they've already been bare, right? Bare. I had a buddy in New York send me a picture of the first snowfall. I sent him a picture of the fog, and he went, his response was, oh, I still got leaves. See, people, it's a big deal, right? There is a university called Weber State up in Utah, and somebody hung up a sign at Weber State in Utah that said, it's okay to be white. And the school's investigating it as a hate crime. So if it's a hate crime to think it's okay to be white, then I guess it's not okay to be white. It would be racist to be white, I guess. That's how, that would be very 2021 thinking, right? The school board president, or the school president, said any form of racism is unacceptable at Weber State University. We condemn the actions of those responsible for these flyers. So if there's a flyer saying it's okay to be white is racist by Weber State, then I guess the school saying it's not okay with people being white on campus, that would be a crime, right? This whole fixation with skin pigmentation is just so, I'd like to say like second grade, but second graders don't do it. You know, all lives matter is racist. You can say Black Lives Matter, but if you include everybody and say I'm going to treat everybody equally, right, it's suddenly it's a hate crime because it's not equitable. It's not equal. You know, get the equal thing out of your mind, right? That's how it goes. So that's how crazy schools have gotten. You do now know the word woke. If you're white and you use the word woke, that's a racial slur, they're saying, because you shoplifted it from the Black community. That's the new thing out there. AOC actually said that it's something that only old people use. Bill Maher went off on her going, what? You guys made this up like a few years ago. So now they're fighting amongst themselves. Well, I don't know if you now include Bill Maher on that crazy, whacked out liberal side. Probably all I would have to do is watch a full episode, right? Not just the highlights where he says something that conservative media reports. I'm sure if I watched the full hour, I'd be like, okay, yeah, so yeah, it is about 25%. I agree with him now, but he has stood up to the insanity and more art. How insane is it? Well, Kamala Harris. Yeah, she should maybe stay away from NASA. She's supposed to be the border czar, but she's also supposed to be the head of the revived National Space Council. That, how many meetings have they had? Let's go see. Oh, none. Last month, she was in a video for NASA. Remember that? Well, I played you the weird, creepy audio of her with those kids. And the creepy aspect of it, almost, yeah, I got to see it with your eyes. They hired these kid actors as well. But her acting came off as worse every time she tries to do something. But she was at NASA's Flight Center in Maryland. I think it was two Fridays ago. And this is a little older story, but she was asked about she actually asked scientists this, NASA space flight scientists, if our space program, get ready, can track trees in neighborhoods by race for environmental justice concerns. Yeah, I don't care if you don't have a helmet on, just run your head through the wall. It's with everything going on in the world, this is that was her question. Whether our space program can track trees in neighborhoods by race for environmental justice concerns. Just think, she, Kamala, is just a breath away from possibly being the president of the United States. Right?
Excuse me, what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
Yeah. And I can't get over the fact that words like environmental justice and tree equity are like real words that somebody typed for her. What is tree equity? Well, I knew some of you were wondering what tree equity was. So was I. The Let American Forest, that's the name of this environmental group, they described They said trees are sparse and socioeconomically disadvantaged in neighborhoods of color and more prominent in wealthier, whiter neighborhoods. Redlining policies back to the 30s helped lay the groundwork for this inequity. He said, we have not achieved full tree equity. All right, we'll let the story stand right there. There it is. That's what Kamala is focused on right now. While we have fentanyl and carfentanil, right? We know the new drug, even more potent. The elephant tranquilizer drug that they're now going to mix in to the drugs that look just like a Xanax pill. Oh, you hurt your back cheerleading? Here you go. Have a Xanax. That'll help you relax. Right? Okay. It's really scary. There's no more, they were experimenting. Man, experimenting is Russian roulette experimenting now compared to maybe what experimenting might used to have been was maybe a squirt gun, right? A water pistol. Now it's Russian roulette with real bullets. First time you try, bam, done, gone, see ya. Hide the Scars. That's a new documentary out Don't Hide the Scars. Thank you. I'm almost sure. Flynn, if I got that wrong, I'm doing it off the top of my head. The new documentary with parents and addicts in need that they put out and to show. And I sat there at the theater and watched these local parents just breaking down. Maybe that's more important. Maybe the border security is a little more important than tree equity at the moment. I don't know. Just saying. I think many people are waking up to this insanity. I really, really hope they are. Well, let's go look at a poll. And you're going to go, okay, conservative talk show, right? Give us that Breitbart poll. Give us that Fox News poll. Give us that World Net Daily poll, right? No, we're going to go to the CBS YouGov poll. How many Americans, what percentage do you think things are going very well right now in our nation? I'm going to tell you. No, I'm not going to tell you now. I'm going to make you wait. I'll give you a little hint. If I were a Democrat, I'd be like, oh no, we're sinking fast.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.